Rob Foy. Today we're going to talk about the ability to find peace on earth. I ran into a fellow realtor in the hall the other day, and he complimented me on an article I'd written in our company newsletter. He asked me, does anyone help you write those? I said, no, I just sit down on my laptop and I write really whatever comes out. Well, that was actually a partial truth. The reality is, I'm an avid student of growth. I believe whatever you put in is what comes out. Now, as of late, I've been studying a man by the name of Eckhart Tolle. Tolle is a modern-day writer who says he experienced the removal of his ego in one fell swoop, a miracle of sorts. Now, in this podcast, I'm taking you to a deep place, your mind. You may agree or disagree with this, but really that doesn't matter. Just remain open, and if it doesn't have an immediate impact on you, it may 3, 4, 5 years from now. So, what prevents us from being in a constant state of peace? And is this really possible? Is temporary peace possible? And what does one do to reach this place? And most people identify themselves with mind activity or mental noise. And mental noise is that constant stream of thought that just runs through your head and you can't control it. It takes you wherever it wants. The philosopher Descartes from the 1600s made this statement. He said, I think, therefore I am. The sad thing about this noise is most of it is negative and worrisome. The interesting thing is most of what we worry about never really comes to pass. So the first thing we need to understand is the voice in your head is not real. If it were, you'd have to say to yourself, okay, there's me and there's the voice who talks to me. The one who keeps me awake at night, demanding me of my attention. Now, if there were you and your voice, there would have to be two of you. And is that really possible? It's like saying, I want my life to look like this or that. This would mean your life is separate from you. And that's really not the case. There's just life itself. The voice in your head is not someone else. It's your ego or your egoic self. And the reality is, it's not real. It's more of a state of mind that you think strengthens you, but in actuality, it weakens you. The ego feeds on pride and anything to do with pride. The way to starve it is to ignore it. The ego wants to win and be more than it already is. It fools you, actually, to believe that if you could get more, you'll be happier and obtain peace. You begin to say things like, I need to do this. I need to accomplish this so I can fully be myself. I need that recognition. This only to find out later you need something else because the ego can never be fulfilled. It's like a hole in the center of you that just you can't fill it. We live our life in the future, missing the present, seeking joy and fulfillment all in the wrong places. Sometimes you may reach temporary fulfillment like a new car, a bigger house, but eventually the car becomes the vehicle that takes you from point A to point B, and the house is just a house. Now, goals are good, but be careful they don't rob you of your peace. You really don't need anything to be fully yourself as you already are. And once you begin to live your life like this, things will actually come to you easier. So let's examine what robs us of peace. Now, we lose peace when we step out of the present. And the two places that are left are the past and the future. The only place peace can be obtained is in the present, or what is known as the timeless. And it's actually said we should live in the timeless. But what does that mean? All right, if peace is in the present, there's no need for time. As the time is always right now. It's when we step into time, whether it is past or future, that we lose our peace. Another example would be, if I'm in a state of presence, there's no time, right? We know that. But if I think what I did 5 minutes earlier, or what I'm going to do 5 minutes from now, then I need time. Let's look at worry, or negative thought, as this is the biggest thing that steals our peace. Now, Tolle defines this beautifully in his book, The Power of Now. He says this, unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, all forms of fear are caused by too much future and not enough presence. We can probably relate to that. Now, guilt, regret, resentment, grievances, sadness, bitterness, and all forms of non-forgiveness are caused by too much past and not enough presence. Okay, so how do we leave the voice that's not real and step into the present, ultimately obtaining peace? Well, there are three ways, according to Mr. Tolle, three ways to enter into the now. The first being awareness. So when you hear the voice in your head, remind yourself it's not real and cannot control you. This, believe it or not, is a great step toward your peace. So let's say for some reason you're experiencing a great deal of guilt and you're in a state of hyper mind activity. The normal response is to fight it, only making its grip tighter. Rather, observe how you feel through your awareness of it. Observe your feelings, your emotions. Is your stomach turning? And just let it be. The second is through the body itself. Now, this one sounds strange, and as you become more aware of your body, it makes more sense, according to Tolle, is the most direct route to the now or peace. So just think about your body. It's incredible. And if you think of all the things that happen every second to keep your body going, you'd realize how present it literally has to be. The heart's beating, blood is flowing, the lungs are working, cells are renewing themselves. It's a miracle. So if the body is present and we enter the body, would we not become present? Makes sense. Play with me for a minute. Close your eyes for a moment and feel your hand. Don't touch it, just feel it. Feel how alive it is. Now try your other hand. Now your foot. Again, this was strange for me when I first heard this, and I'm only just beginning to understand its value. The final gateway is through silence. Listen for the quiet between the noise. Now, many of us are uncomfortable with silence, and I invite you to be more in tune with it. We live in a society of artificial noise, and we miss the gaps of silence. If you're outside, listen for the birds singing, and more importantly, listen for the silence in between his sweet song. If there were no silence, there would be no song. It's like if everything in the world were blue. There'd be no blue because you'd have nothing to compare it to. Finally, I ask, have you ever done anything and been so into it? You found such joy that you tried to do it again, repeat it, do everything the same way, only to become frustrated the second time? See, what you experienced that first time was the present or an enlightened state of consciousness. It's like an athlete in the zone. Ask them what they were thinking about when they were accomplishing those huge, huge things that they were doing. And usually it's nothing. They were just completely in it. So it's not what you do in life that brings you joy. It's how present you are when you do it.